halachas of between the concept and the halachas of prusbol. So there's an issue in the Torah. The person comes, it's kovar shnasa shneva shnasa shmita, and he says he's penya devorim in the bavka b'yal leimor kovar shnasa shneva shnasa shmita roi necha b'chicha evyon. So you're afraid to give him a loan because it's close to the end of the shmita. So there's an issue in the raisa to not lend money because of the concern of the possible of hashmatas kshofim. The Torah says at the end of the shmita year, like most rishonim, that the all loans are become annulled due to the parsha of Shemitah, to the concept of Shemitah. People were, there's an issue of the rice and not to lend money because of that concern. The Mora says that Hillel saw that people were not lending money, they're being arbitrary this issue, so he made a tekana called Prusbol. So more challenges exactly how he had the power to make that tekana. There's different ways to learn the Mora's Teretz. One shot is that the dinner sheet is Ksav and Mishman is only the Rabbanon. And therefore, because we the right, so Shvita doesn't apply in the situation. It's all in the Rabbanon. So in the Rabbanon, he has a right to create a system which would override it. Some say that Hefker and Hefker allows him to do it even in the Rices. But upon him, there's a concept he made called Prusbol. The full phrase of the Mora, says that this, the full name of this document is Prusboli Prusbuti. It helps the Aniyim and helps the Ashirim. It's a Takana, a Tikkun for the Aniyim. They get money to borrow. It helps the Ashirim that they're not over this at the Rice of not lending money. What is the side of the document of a Prusbol? So the Mora learns out from Sukkim, which Rashi learns, the Mora learns out from Sukkim that the dinner sheet of Ksavim applies to personal loans. A loan which is owed to Bezdin, there's no dinner sheet of Ksavim. So a person owes Bezdin money, Bezdin has a right to collect the loan. That's a dinner rice. Comes along Hill and says, I have a great idea. Let's take our loans and give them over to Bezdin. Okay, so Bezdin collects your loan. What did you accomplish? So Bezdin will make you an agent to collect the loan for them. And not only that, they'll let you keep the money. Right? So you've given over your loan to Bezdin, so now it's not Meshumet, because you gave your loan over to Bezdin. Aleph. Beis, you're going to act as a shtiach of Bezdin to collect the loan, and Bezdin will let you keep the money, so we've solved our problem. So that's basically the aside. What happens by Prusbol is a person comes in front of a Bezdin, and he makes his declaration that he's giving over all chavis that he has to Bezdin, and Bezdin then says that he now has the power to collect these loans anytime. There's no limitations of collecting anymore. Bezdin will then write up a document that we said as a Bezdin, and this person came in front of us, they'll say his name, and he said, quote, I give to you that the Yonim so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, all chavis that I have, I should be able to collect them at any point in time, and the Bezdin will sign underneath that. Now, what type of Bezdin can you use for this purpose? So this is a Machloikus, Rishonim, it's a Machloikus in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it has to be a Bezdin of Gedolim. So we assume an halacha for that purpose. Gedolim, I don't mean Gedolim adults, I mean Gedolim, as a Gedolim Torah. So we assume for that purpose, that means that the Bezdin Kavu in the city would have that status. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Minhag of most Svardim, they would follow that you have to go to a Bezdin Kavu in the city, and you can only use the Bezdin Kavu in the city. The Ramah says you can use any three people, as long as they're kosher to be Dayanim, that they're not related to each other, that they're not possible because they're Gazlonim, etc. They're kosher Dayanim, they have to definitely Gedolim. We spoke about that by Atar Sadorim, that you need definitely Vada Gedolim. Again, that's more relevant than this room, Baruch Hashem. I don't think we have an issue for the high school. Maybe you have some of the younger boys. They're not Vada Gedolim Deraisa. We don't know that. The Chazaka Derava doesn't work for Dinim Deraisa, but for Dinim Derabana, we summon Chazaka Derava that if he's 13 years old, he's Vada Gedolim, but not for Deraisa. Now, is this a Tekan of Deraisa? The Tekan of Derabana? That's part of the how you learn up the Sugya of Gemara. Okay, so so we don't want to get involved in using Katana for that purpose. We use Gedolim, we use people who should not relate to each other, we use people who they're not Apostle Anus or Apostle Dianus because they have chayvus that they haven't paid or something of that sort. Hopefully we're all kosher for Dini Mominus. That's not so poshut. You can't always assume that. There's a chayv, you have a disputed chayv, whether you owe the money, you don't owe the money, maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's not so poshut. But let's assume that most of us are kosher for that purpose. When you go into the world of business, things get a little more complicated. and you set these three dayanim down according to minhag Ashkenazim. You set these three dayanim down, and you do this process of prusbul. In a case where there's no bezin kavua and they follow the minhag of the svardim, you can say in front of edim that I'm giving my chayvus over to bezin ploini, which is in city ploini, which is a kavua, and I'm doing that process. So I'm giving it over to them. I couldn't get to the dayanim, but I'm telling the edim that that's what I'm doing, and the edim will give you a document that you did such a process. Can you do prusbul through a shliach and say, again, a woman has a loan and she can't get to bezin, or she's uncomfortable going to bezin, all right, that type of situation? Can you do it through a shliach? So there's a concept in the Gemara called mili lo mimsri le shliach. There's a concept in Gemara that normally you can't make shlichus just on words. Is this just a parts of shlichus just on words? So this is a machloekas in Achronim. The Machlof Ephraim talks about it. The Machlof Ephraim says that this does not go into the klal of milu l'mitzvah l'shliach, and the Pesachim seem to assume we follow that Machlof Ephraim. One last point: Chazal only made this takana on what quote unquote regular loans. Regular loans, usually a person lends money to somebody who has karka, because I want to be able to have definitely a way to collect it. It's karka, can't be destroyed, etc. So normally loans are only given to people which are normal loans are given to people which have karka. So therefore, you can only write a prusbul. The malva writes the prusbul if the loiva owns karka. Okay. Now, let's say if the loiva owns karka, he's renting karka. That's sufficient for this purpose. So that's great. But what about if the loiva doesn't own any karka? So how do you solve that problem? So the guy, Shibrachim, doesn't necessarily owe, I lent somebody money. Maybe it was a little, small amounts. Maybe, you know, if it's small amounts, why not be Mekayim the Tekana that did the rice of Shritas Ksofim or Tekana? What are Shritas Ksofim? You know, he owes you $5. Let be Mekayim the mitzvah, say Meshaman Ani, and let, okay, but it's a lot. I let them allow it about the money. He doesn't own any karka. So there's a concept in the Gemara called Zachal and Hamshal Bafanov. I give him a zak, him a piece of karka. So if I own karka, or somebody who I know will be willing to be mazak of a piece of karka, in front of Adam I say that Sosa now owns this piece of karka. I gave him an inch by an inch in my backyard. So now the $100,000 loan that he owes me, I can make a prusbul out. So I did him a favor. I gave him this piece of karka, which is this big, which is worth about $5. And now he owns karka. I can make this takana of my prusbul and collect the $100,000 loan that he owes me. Without the karka, it would be mishumit, and he would not owe me $100,000. So is that called a schus or not? We could argue that's difficult to call that a schus. He got a piece of karka worth $5. Behold, now a chayv of $100,000. We don't look at it like that. We look at the mice of schia as a mice that get a piece of karka. That is his. So I was mazakim with a piece of karka. That's a good maisa skia. And now that that's true, we write a prusbul. It's a secondary process. So that if the skia works, I can mazakim a piece of karka. Either if I own karka, I can do that, or if somebody else will do that for him. We can mazakim them a small amount of karka. And through that process, now we can then write a prusbul. Then the malva can write a prusbul on that chayv to collect from the loiva. There is a shita which just suggests, like you mentioned before, that it is either deraisa or derabanan a mitzvah of shvitzas ksafim. So it would make sense that a person should be mishamet at least a chayv to mekayim that mitzvah. This is a suggestion. So some people suggest either the best thing to do is you after you write your prusbul, any loans which are given after the prusbul are not effective. So the reason why we wait till Erev Rosh Hashanah to write a prusbul usually is because we want to make sure we cover all of our loans. After that, I lend somebody a quarter, and it comes Rosh Hashanah, so that chayv of a quarter is mishumet. So I'm mekayim my takana of mishamet my mishamet that. You can write in your prusbul that you're limited, you're excluding a chayv. You can write, but that if you want getting involved in that, that becomes a little bit complicated. One last question which comes up. What do you do in a case where the malva and the loiva are in two different places? Let's say the malva is here in America, and the loiva is in Eretz Yisrael. So it comes for the loiva. Rosh Hashanah came 7 hours earlier than for the malva. So the malva sits down at Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon. He writes his prusbul. By the time he writes his prusbul in America, it's already Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael. So do we go bust the malva? He wrote it before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, he wrote a valid prusbul. He can still collect the chayv. Do you go bust the loiva? But the loiva says my chayv is mishumet already. Can Rosh Hashanah the chayv is mishumet? I don't owe any money anymore. So what are you writing a prusbul about? There's no chayv anymore. So do you go bust the malva? Bust the loiva? So this is a question which my Rebbe asked me this last week. We were on the phone. He says, what do you say about the shaila? Somebody asked him the shaila lachal maisa. The pasha of the sugya. I'm not getting into all the details. It's totally in the malva, not in the loiva. because the chiyuvim are on the malva lo yigoyis, he may not come to collect, and there's a dimitzah of demi mashamet, so he has a mitzvah to say the raisa to demi mashamet, and he says the raisa to not to be collect. It's a dinim on the malva. So even though the Rishon Lishitim says that that din on the malva creates a bittul in the gatzah chayv, and the Lama says the chayv is already mevotel, but it's just it's totally in the malva's iser to do a process of collecting, and he's in a mokum where he has a right to collect. That would be the pasuk to understand. If that's the Gaelach Lamaisa, please ask a practical shayla.